Today's scripture is from Isaiah 7, 10 to 16, NIV. Again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask the Lord your God for a sign, whether in the deepest depths or in the highest heights." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear now, you house of David. Is it not enough to try the patience of men? Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. He will eat curds and honey when he knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right. But before the boy knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right, the land of the two kings you dread will be laid waste." This is the word of God. Thanks be to God.
You know, along the old Route 66 near Seligman, Arizona, there are some road signs there advertising Burma Shave. Anybody ever seen those? Yeah, they're really cool. They're kind of different. They're smaller signs if you haven't seen them. And the message comes to you one piece at a time. They come in sequence. For instance, you'll be driving down and you'll see one sign will say, "In this vale," and the next sign, "Of toil and sin, your head goes bald, but not your chin. Use Burma Shave." So you get the whole message as you go along. And the thing that's cool about them is you can't just read one of the signs. You know, it's irresistible. It kind of just draws you in. You keep seeing all the signs, unless you're going too fast. And they kind of had a sign for that, too. There was one that said, "If you dislike big traffic signs, slow down until you can read the sign." Burma Shave. Actually, that whole campaign, it really did die away because people started driving too fast. You know, they just couldn't see the signs. They'd blow by some of the signs and they'd miss the whole message. Well, listen, God has given us signs all the time. God is giving us signs about his power, about his presence, about his desire to be part of our lives. And we can get to where we're going too fast, or we're just disinclined to hear, and we can start to blow by some of those signs and miss the whole of the message that he has for us, the whole of his life-changing message. Now, I think most of the time we do that unintentionally, but sometimes we can kind of do it intentionally, and that's where we find this King Ahaz today in our reading. King Ahaz was the king of the southern kingdom of Judah when Israel split apart. There was Israel in the north and Judah in the south. And King Ahaz was the king of that Judah part. Now, it was during a time when the whole region was under pressure from this king of Assyria. His name was Tiglath-Pileser. And this empire of Assyria was just, you know, just getting ready to wipe out everybody. So Israel, that other kingdom, and another kingdom called Aram, they came to Ahaz in Judah to see if they could form an alliance, you know, against this big empire of Assyria. But Ahaz said no, he didn't want to do that. He didn't want to join up with them. Instead, he decided it would be best if he kind of just cozy up to Assyria, to Tiglath-Pileser. He's kind of like a kid who feels like the best way not to be bullied is to sort of suck up to the bully. But there's a problem with that, because no matter how cozy you get with the bully, he's still a bully and he's likely to turn on you. So now Ahaz finds himself in this crazy position. He knows that Israel and Aram, they're probably plotting to overturn him to get a king in there that they really would like. And at the same time, he's not sure what Tiglath-Pileser is going to do when he's going to get tired of him and come and whack him, you know. So he's really nervous and he's really in a bind and he's really just not sure what's going to happen to him next. Well, into this mess comes Isaiah, who's a prophet of God. He hears God's messages. He hears God's voice and communicates those things to the people. So Isaiah comes to Ahaz, and he's got this great offer. And the offer is, look, God has a message for you related to this big problem that you have. God has a message for you in the form of a sign. And all you have to do to get this message is ask for it. All you have to do, ask for it. Well, what would you do? I mean, I know what I would do if I was in that kind of trouble and someone's offering to give me a little bit of help. I'd say yes. I'd say, okay, let me ask for it. But Ahaz doesn't do that. He doesn't ask for the sign. Now, he gives a reason, but it sounds a little bit like an excuse, you know. He says, well, you know, I don't want to put the Lord to the test, which is a little bit like saying, I just don't want to bother him. I don't want to go down that road, you know. But it just seems like an odd thing to do, to refuse to see this sign. Now, I know in my life there's only a couple of times or reasons where I refuse to look at signs. It's either when I don't want to go where the sign's directing me to go, or I just don't want to hear what it's trying to tell me. When I'm on the road, you know, with my kids, we go on RV trips, and when the kids were little, we would go to antique stores a lot and to junk shops. It was just a thing we loved to do. But there'd be a certain time of the day where I just didn't want to go anymore to any more stores. We couldn't. We had to keep going. We had to find our way to where we were going, you know? So if I saw a sign for another antique store on the road, I'd speed up. I'd try to get by it before anybody could see it because I didn't want to go there. Well, that's kind of where I think Ahaz is here. He didn't want to see this sign. He doesn't want to see this sign because he doesn't want to accept the sign. If he accepts the sign, he's going to have to accept the sign giver. If he acknowledges this sign, he's going to have to acknowledge God. And Ahaz has a real God problem. Now, Ahaz was from a really good family. You know, he's from the line of David, the great King David, God's man, you know. But despite that, Ahaz had long since rejected God. He had rejected God in a serious kind of way. He had rejected God to such an extent that he was worshiping the false god of the region, Baal. He had gone so far that he had even indulged in human sacrifice, which is abhorrent to the Jewish people. He'd even gone so far as to sacrifice two of his own sons to the flames, yeah. So this is a guy who had gone very far down the road away from God. And so he doesn't want to accept this sign from God, because to accept this sign from God would open him up to acknowledging that God and maybe seeing more signs. It's like those Burma shave signs. You know, you can't just read just one. You get kind of drawn in. If he accepts this sign, he's liable to see another sign that God wants him to see, and another, and another, and it's going to add up to a message, and it's a message he doesn't want to hear. The message for him might go something like this. I give you this sign to show I've got a hand on your life. I created all things. And so I have a claim on all things, including you. I am God, Ahaz. You are not. Well, that's a sign he just doesn't want to hear. That's a message he doesn't want to hear. And frankly, you know, if I saw a series of signs like that along Route 66, I might have to pull over and think about my relationship with God on a daily basis also. You know, because, you know, he's got a problem with God. He's got an extreme problem with God. But the root of that problem is one that people have all the time. We kind of want to reject God and instead worship our own gods, the gods of our own desires, the gods of our own creation, the gods of our own ideas, or even those of us who accept God, acknowledge God. Sometimes we want to ignore some of his signs, don't we? We want to ignore some, even though we really like others. We don't really want to hear the whole of his message sometimes. For instance, we all love the signs of God's power in nature and the way he created all things. But sometimes we want to kind of shy away from the sign, the implication of that, that if he created all things, he also created us and he has a claim on us. We all love the signs in God's word of his love for us, and it's true and it's awesome. But sometimes we want to ignore the signs in the word that point towards the fact that loving him means to obey him. We kind of want to shy away from that sign. We all love the signs of God's justice in the word and in the world. God's justice is awesome. But sometimes we want to blow by the aspect of that justice that requires that we love our enemies, that we refrain from condemning others lest we be condemned ourselves. That says that our own forgiveness, our desire for forgiveness, is contingent upon our forgiving others. So sometimes we want to blow by those signs. But it's a shame. If we blow by those signs, we don't get the whole of his message. We miss the whole of who he is. And if we miss the whole of who he is and his message for us and his authority in our lives, then we really miss out on God, especially when we get in those places in our lives where we're kind of being squeezed, when we're kind of feeling like the world is falling down around us. Well, if we haven't got the whole message of who God is, if we haven't got the whole of him, we're going to miss out on his wisdom, on his guidance. We're going to miss out on his discipline, the way he helps us live, which is really, really such a huge aspect of his love and his mercy for us. Well, God doesn't want us to miss out. God doesn't want us to blow by some of those signs and miss out on the whole message. He wants us to have the whole message. Well, Ahaz doesn't want to get that message. He doesn't want to get that message at all. Even though he is in a situation where he is seriously being squeezed, his whole world, everything he thought he had knocked, everything he thought he had built, is falling down around him. But he won't reach out for that sign. He won't take that chance that he'll have to accept that God and acknowledge God and the authority that God has over his life. So he doesn't go for the sign. But you know what? God doesn't really care so much about whether we want his signs or not. He gives them to us whether we want them or not. Sometimes, and that's what he does with Ahaz. Isaiah comes to him and says, well, look, here's the message anyway. This is what God says to you, Ahaz. You're going to be spared this time. For now, you're not going to be defeated. Your enemies of Israel and Aram, they're going to go down. And here's the sign, Isaiah says, of how you will know when this will happen. Isaiah and his wife are going to have a child, a son. They're going to name that son Emmanuel. And from the time that son is born to the time that son is weaned, within that time, Ahaz, you will see Israel and Aram ground to dust. They won't bother you anymore for now. So it's kind of an awesome sign for Ahaz. It's a message of reprieve. It's a message of temporary salvation for Ahaz. It's pretty good. He's not going to get whacked for now. But here's the deal. Within that message is a very powerful sign. A sign that if Ahaz had the will to see it, had the will to accept it. It could change his life. It could bring him to repentance. It could bring him back to God if he would only see it. And that sign is contained in the name Emmanuel, which means God with us. If he could grasp that, God with us, it could change his life. Same way it does for us. Of course, that sign would be fulfilled in the flesh on that first Christmas day, in the coming of Jesus, who would walk this earth. Jesus, God with us, who would demonstrate God's power and his presence and his desire to be part of our lives, would demonstrate his claim over all things and his authority over all things. Jesus is the greatest sign that comes to us, that is the whole message that can really change our lives and lead us to salvation. Permanent salvation and a joyful and good life today. But we have to be awake to those signs. God's reaching out to us all the time with his signs, especially that great sign of Jesus, God with us. Now, sometimes we can get going kind of fast and we can start to blow by those signs. Or sometimes we can become inclined just to kind of want to go by some of the signs because they're just a little difficult for us. But that is a shame, because when we do that, we miss out on the whole of God's message for us. And when we do that, we're liable to miss out on his good guidance for us, his good wisdom for us, and yes, even his discipline for us, which is so important to his love and his mercy for us. So at this Christmas, you know, especially now when there are so many signs to see, but also so many temptations to rush, let's remember, God reaches out with sign after sign to show us his good hand on this life of mine. If I can just open my heart and trust, I'll find joy in the love of God with us. Let's open our hearts to all the signs with us that point to God with us and enjoy the good life he has for us. Amen.